From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Teenage and multiple pregnancies, as well as gender-based violence, affects an individual emotionally and physically, and also affects relationships and economic status. 4 communities have been selected to benefit from workshops geared at sensitizing the residents about these issues and how to resolve them. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. A series of workshops are being held in the communities of Marchpen, Jones Avenue and Greendale, and Central Village St. Catherine, and Stairtown St. Anne, as part of efforts to raise awareness about multiple and teenage pregnancies, gender-based and domestic violence, and economic empowerment opportunities. The workshops are being held in collaboration with the National Family Planning Board, Bureau of Gender Affairs, Victim Support Unit, JN Small Business Loans, the JCF's Community Safety and Security Branch, and the Social Development Commission. CSJP Gender Specialist Cordia Chambers Johnson says she is heartened because most of the attendees stayed until the end of the session. She says arising from the workshops held to date, several persons have expressed interest in getting counseling and using the services of the Victim Support Unit. A number of persons have also signed up for skills training with the HeartTrust NTA.
Based on our experience in the community, most people just regard physical violence as gender-based violence. So we're able to show them the different types and forms of violence, and also that they should be sympathetic to people who are victims of domestic violence.
Over 130 persons aged 19 to 30 years have benefited from the workshops held to date, and several other residents stand to benefit from the wealth of information that will be shared. Chevelle Wellington, a resident of Marchpen in Spanish Town, says she is now more knowledgeable, adding that the information that was shared will greatly assist persons in her community.
I feel very good about it because it was just like, it's a day of something different. Based on what we have learned, it's to push us further in life. Because if you want something and there comes another baby, then it's gonna put you back. The abuse part now, I think we as woman and man must stand up for our rights in any situation.
Anthony Henry, also a resident of the Marchpen community, says he will continue to build rapport with the young men in the area and help them to embrace positive behavior change.
The workshop was very informative. Learned a lot of things which I didn't know. Social security, how to get justice when I need it, and also if I want a business.
CSJP Gender Specialist Cordia Chambers Johnson says going forward, CSJP will collaborate with the community development committees in each community to stage similar workshops. Additional workshops are planned for Thursday, March 23 in Central Village St. Catherine and Tuesday, March 28 in Stairtown St. Anne. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.